Hello, Sampson County, and welcome to the Sampson County Sports Podcast with Ryan and Ron, sponsored by McDonald's of Clinton. On today's show, Wallace dominated Lakewood, Clinton loses a close one to Northside, and we'll also talk about the future of Sampson County football and a preview of next year's football season. That's all today on the Sampson County Sports Podcast with Ryan and Ron, sponsored by McDonald's of Clinton.
Yeah, Ryan, we had a couple of games in the third round in the 2A and the 1A here in Sampson County, and unfortunately both teams were not able to squeak out a victory. So we're just going to have to get ready for next year in the offseason, and should be some great teams coming back next year.
That's right. We'll start out for this week's games with the game of the week, which really wasn't the game of the week, Lakewood and Wallace Rose Hill. Wallace got the big victory, 35-0 over the Leopards. A really big game for Wallace.
Yeah, I was really concerned for the Leopards. Wallace's team speed and their defense is really stout, and it really gave Lakewood some fits, and Lakewood just was not able to move the ball much at all on that defense, and of course not able to get a score all night long. So Wallace did exactly what I thought they would do. Actually, I thought Lakewood's defense hung in there the best they could, only giving up 35 points to Wallace.
This was Wallace's first road win in the playoffs since they beat Tarboro in the 2 years ago in the playoffs. They play Tarboro next week. Let's give a preview for that game as the Bulldogs play Tarboro in a tough matchup.
Yeah, Wallace is stout. They really don't have a weakness. They hit you hard. They come at you very aggressively. And the only way that Wallace loses this game is if they turn the ball over. They have a tendency to do that somewhat, and that can really cause some issues if they do that in this football game.
I agree, and Wallace is a really fast team. Their quarterback can throw deep, and when they're in tough situations like they were in Clinton, they can make that when Clinton came to town in Wallace, they can make that really good comeback and compete in the last quarter.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
Now we move on to the Clinton game, a really tough loss for the Dark Horses as they lose to Northside 21-14 in the last minute. Northside got a touchdown there with 22 seconds left, and the Dark Horses threw a Hail Mary with 5 seconds left, all to be intercepted and to end the game.
Yeah, Northside, if you look at the first game that the Dark Horses and the Monarchs played versus this past Friday night, the difference was how much more aggressive the defense was for the Monarchs. They put 10 guys in the box, 11 guys in the box, and were just they were daring Clinton to throw over the top of them. And when we did take those shots, we just were not able to make many completions. And when you're not able to do that, it really stifles your offense. Clinton had an opportunity a few times in the first half. Got the ball down to the Monarch 20, inside the 20, and just was not able to come away with any points. And that really was the difference, was how well the Monarch defense played against our offense. The Monarchs had that 98-yard punt return. That was the difference in the ball game. Defensively, Clinton did exactly what they've done all year long. But offensively, we just were not able to put the football in the end zone, and it ended up costing us a chance to go to the Eastern Championship game.
Let's talk about a little bit about the seniors on this Clinton team. Back a few years ago, when they went to the state championship, you knew that this was going to be a special team in a couple of years, and they really have been a special team throughout the years, going 37-6 in the past 3 years. Just an amazing senior team.
It's very rare that you have a group of athletes come through your school system like this group, dating all the way back when they were together here in the middle school. As you said, they've done nothing but won, and that's what they'll be remembered by, is the number of games that they have won over the last 4 to 6 years. And not only great athletes, but also, more importantly, great people and great students. And they're going to go a long way in their journey and in their life, and so good luck to them. And, they'll go down in Dark Horse history as some of the best.
That's right, and Clinton drops to 13-1 on the season, and they're out of the playoffs as Northside wins and improves to 11-3. They face East Duplin in the Eastern Regional Championship on Friday in Beulahville. that should be a really good game.
Yeah, that game may end up being 3-0. I mean, who knows? You know, they've played before, and East Duplin came away with the win. Very tight matchup. Northside, though, I think is on a mission. They really are driven. You could tell that this past Friday night. They were loose. They were having fun. They were flying to the football. I really anticipate Northside going down there and coming away with the victory. The great thing about this football game is here are two teams that have never been to the state championship game. They've had some great teams over the years, and the dark horses have always been the ones to beat them out of the playoffs. So for this year, you know, for those two teams to be meeting in the Eastern Championship game, it's a little intriguing because one of those teams are finally going to get to go and experience that. So that should be a lot of fun for both teams.
Let's predict this game, as we don't have any games to predict this week. We'll move on to basketball next week. But let's predict this game, East Duplin, Northside, to move on to the state championship.
Yeah, you know, it may come down to special teams. If there is a weakness that Northside has, it's their kicking game. They don't have a very good kicker, and we saw that Friday night, but they were able to overcome that. But this type of game that they're going to play with East Duplin is very similar in what they played with Clinton this past Friday night. Two great defenses. The thing with Northside is they can line up and pound it right at you, or they can spread you out and run out of that as well. Their quarterback is top-notch, and he won the football game for Northside in the second half against the Dark Horses. So I'm going to go with Northside by a touchdown over East Duplin.
This should be a really good game. You said Northside has been on a mission, and they've been really on a mission since they lost to Clinton earlier in the season. But I think East Duplin pulls it out, and they advance to Raleigh for the state championship at Carter-Finley Stadium. Now let's move on to the future of Sampson County football, as there are no more teams in the area playing in the playoffs. Let's talk about a little bit about Hobton and Midway and Union, as all three of them dropped out of the playoffs earlier this year. Well, Hobton didn't make him, but Hobton, a 1-10 team this year, 0-6, all they can do is get better.
Yeah, you're exactly right. One of the top things to think about, too, is you know, there's going to be realignment next year in new conferences, and so that's going to make a little bit of difference in who you play and what have you. Hobton, you know, they're really just trying to get some momentum going, trying to get some kids coming from the middle school that want to be a part of that program down there, and Coach Hill continues to try to build that, and he'll continue to build that. So I anticipate that team becoming better. You know, he had a lot of young kids playing this year, and so next year hopefully we'll see an improvement, maybe get to 500.
A lot of the Sampson County teams are losing a lot of players this year to graduation, including the Midway Raiders. They went 5-7, 2-5 this year. They could be good next year, but they will have a tough time.
Yeah, they really will. You know, when you have to replace seniors like that with sophomores and freshmen, it can be a rebuilding year. And so you never know. It just a lot of depends on how well teams gel, you know, who's able to come in and step up and what have you. So, you know, Midway is in a tough conference next year. And so if they get to that 5-6, 5-7 mark next year, they probably have had a successful year.
You mentioned realignment, and Union is also in that realignment. Every team is in that realignment, but Union went 8-5, 3-4 in the conference, four county conference. They seem not to be able to get over that 3-4 hump in the conference play. Can they get over that hump in next year?
If realignment is going to help anybody in Sampson County, it's going to help Union. They've played in this conference, you know, for the last 4 years where it's been split. 1A, 2A, going into next year, they'll finally get to play in a conference that's a little more level and equal playing field. And so I'd anticipate Union being one of those top 10 teams in that new conference, just for the fact that their schedule is going to get a little easier with the competition they play. And they've got some good athletes come back, and they've got that coaching staff down there that's been together for a few years, and they'll continue to build upon the success they had this year.
The Union coaching staff has done a phenomenal job the past 2 years. They've really been the surprise team this year, as I wasn't expecting them to get 8 wins this year.
That's exactly right.
Now let's move on to Lakewood. They are losing a lot of seniors. They went 10-4, 5-1 in the conference, winning the Carolina Conference this year. The past few years, they've really been a powerhouse in their conference.
Yeah, you know, I think with Coach Lewis down there, he doesn't rebuild, he just reloads, so to speak. And so, you know, every year by the end of the year, they're always in the running for conference champions, and they're always in the playoffs, and they're always going deep into the playoffs. So Coach Lewis, he just knows how to coach, and he knows how to win those young men over in that area, and then they want to play for him. And so I anticipate Lakewood being and doing exactly what they've done over the years, is being right there in the conference and being right there in the playoffs come the second, third, fourth round.
And now the last team for the football area is Clinton. They went 13-1, 7-0 in the four county conference. This team is losing a lot of seniors, as we've mentioned already. But conference realignment, you say that Union will be will help out with conference realignment will help out Union, but really conference realignment will hurt Clinton, as they have tough opponents in their conference, such as Wallace and James Keenan and East Bladen, so a lot of tough competition.
Yeah, you've got Wallace, you've got James Keenan, you've got East Duplin, you've got Midway, you've got Goldsboro, and so every Friday night is going to be a great football game for the next 4 years if you're a Dark Horse fan, and that can be good or bad depending upon how you see it. I see it as good. You know, competition really helps you when it comes playoff time. And I think maybe that might have hurt us a little bit this year, to where we had a weak conference and we really didn't have a lot of stiff, hard competition this year. Next year is not going to be the case. They're going to have a great football game every Friday night. And so, you know, they've got a lot of good returners. You know, Claus is going to be back at the quarterback position. The running backs should be fine. I mean, obviously, you know, it's hard to replace a Tyon Wright and a Raheem Skinner. But they've got a good core of running backs coming back. You've got your fullback coming back in Jalen Smith. Coach Lewis always does a great job in finding young men that can get on that offensive line. And defensively, you know, they got to replace Mike Kramer. That's going to be tough to replace at that middle linebacker position. Prentice Murphy is going to be another one tough to replace. So there's going to have to be some young men to step up. They've got some great JV guys. The JV did a great job this year, won the conference. So I think Clinton's going to be fine next year. It's going to take maybe a game or two for them to really gel and get into understanding who's doing what and what have you. But Coach Lewis and that coaching staff, they do a great job in over the summertime and getting these men prepared. And I anticipate the Dark Horses having a great year next year.
The Dark Horses lose out in the playoffs. So does Lakewood. That does it here for the Sampson County Sports Podcast. If you have any questions that you would like for us to answer on this podcast, you can tweet us at oldies1170am or at RBCSidelineRPT. We'll answer those questions next week on the Sampson County Sports Podcast. For Ron Davis and everyone at the Sampson Independent, I'm Ryan Carter. Thank you for listening to the Sampson County Sports Podcast with Ryan and Ron, sponsored by McDonald's of Clinton.